The Johnson J. Hayes Federal Courthouse sticks out in Wilkesboro. It's a modern white structure with sleek columns on an otherwise old-school main street with red brick buildings and historical markers. It's the biggest building downtown. It may also be the emptiest now that the courtroom on the second floor is locked up with the lights off all but one or two days a month. But this building saw a lot of action throughout the 1970s.
In its heyday, it was a hub of activity.
Wilkesboro Mayor Mike Enscore.
A lot of court proceedings were conducted here. Had vitality that brought people to the downtown, sometimes for the right reasons, other times for the wrong reason.
And a lot of people came here for the same wrong reason, brewing and running illegal whiskey, moonshine.
Wilkes County at one time was known as the moonshine capital of the world.
Jennifer Furr is the director of the Wilkes Heritage Museum down the street from the courthouse.
On display, we have a moonshine still as you would find it in the woods, being used by a stream. And then we also have a busted steel, as you would find after the ATF revenuers would find it.
Revenuers was the common name for agents of what's now known as the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They'd often use axes to bust the large, thick moonshine stills, but they were also known to light a stick of dynamite on one from time to time. One of the revenuers who busted stills here in the early 70s is Bob Graham. He says the ATF kept the federal courthouse busy.
I got the impression that most of the work in the courthouse was from ATF, from moonshining and that stuff.
Graham was among a dozen or so agents who worked out of the basement of the federal courthouse. He says if they weren't out busting stills, they were often on the second floor testifying in trials.
We had more agents because it was more moonshining done here than anywhere else in the country.
Graham retired a few years ago and moved back to Wilkesboro, but this is his first visit to the courthouse since the 70s.
This doesn't look familiar at all.
Most of the old office in the basement is locked and off-limits to the public, but a small part of it is now used by the National Resources Conservation Service. It all looks different to Graham until he goes for a door that opens to a back room.
Okay. So would you, best you can remember, kind of tell me what used to be in here?
Liquor. Moonshine. We only kept samples of the different seizures.
Graham says this room used to be stocked with samples in gallon jugs and quart-sized bottles. Now, it's just a storage space filled with boxes. Graham's boss back then, Bob Powell, still lives in Wilkesboro. He ran the local ATF office for most of the 70s and still has every one of his daily reports. At his house, his wife Betty agrees to go down to the basement to pull them out of an old filing cabinet.
So he's ducking in here. And there they are.
Wow, and those are all of his daily reports.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Powell used those reports to write a book about his time in the ATF. He has a lot of stories about the federal courthouse, like the time he decided to sleep there because he got mad at Betty. Problem was, he accidentally locked himself out of his office after he'd taken off his clothes.
And I had to drive home in my underwear in a government car. And finally, when I got home and I went up to knock on the door, and Betty came to the door, and then she started laughing and laughing. And
you didn't ever get mad at me again and leave, did you?
No, you were still laughing when I went to sleep.
The ATF's office in Wilkesboro closed in the 80s. Priorities changed, and the ATF shifted its focus to violent crime in bigger cities. Several of the courthouse's other tenants have moved out, too. The post office is still there, and it has about a year to find a new location. Powell is not sentimental about the courthouse closing.
It's an austerity program, I would imagine.
After it's shut down, the federal courthouse's future is somewhat up for grabs. The mayor says it could be bought by other government agencies or may even turn into a homeless shelter. The only thing that's for sure is it'll no longer be part of the federal court system. For WFAE News, I'm Michael Tomczyk in Wilkesboro.